Yeti already, won't you be my Yeti already, won't you be my Yeti already?
Hello and welcome to the 2019 Monster Madness Finals. We are finally at the finals, guys and gals. I am your host, Toby. Alongside me are all my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Rudy.
Kristen.
Addison.
And I'm Satan, the producer of the show. I make everything great.
Thank you, Satan.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate your hard work and effort.
Yes, so Satan is the producer of the show. He makes the show better. I sold my soul. You're caught up. So,
there's Glibnos version.
Yeah.
Version.
Whoa.
Oh.
Wishful thinking.
So, guys, we are doing the finals today. That means we've already had four rounds of monsters fighting. So, do we want to have a quick recap? And if you haven't listened to the other four episodes, go listen to those first, because I'm about to spoil everything for you. We had the Goatman versus the Leprechaun in round one. The Goatman took it. He chopped up the Leprechaun with his axe. And then in the second round, we had the Succubus versus the Grootslang.
Mm-hmm.
The Succubus seduced its way to the top.
That's right.
And you gave it a name, right?
Yeah. Adyson. Addison. No relation. No particular reason.
I'm sure.
And then we had the Furfish versus the Mongolian Deathworm.
Oh, and mixed. Oh, the people's reactions.
Oh, yeah. This one's
a controversy.
Yep. Mongolian Deathworm was in our tournament last year. We gave him another chance, and he defeated Kristen's Furfish.
Mm-hmm.
He slayed that Furfish.
That's right. Just crushed it.
Keep moving. Let's go.
And then we have the Lightning Bird versus the King Otter. I'm not going to try to say the actual names because they are hard words.
That's right.
So we're going to buy the simple names on all these. So Lightning Bird versus the King Otter. King Otter tag teamed.
That's right.
The Lightning Bird.
Is within the rules and regulations.
Yeah, which we're going to have to look at those rules and regulations for next year's tournament.
There basically are no rules and regulations. It's whatever.
Okay, so like I said, we have Mongolian Deathworm, we have the King Otter, we have the Goatman, we have the Succubus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're going to battle them today.
Let's do it.
There's going to be a champion.
Now we're gonna roll random on everything.
We're gonna roll random. We're gonna match everyone up and see what environment they're gonna battle in. We're gonna talk about their stats again.
Okay.
Just to remind the listeners.
Right.
But before we get any further, we need to say thank you to Captain Catfish for letting us use "Won't You Be My Yeti Already" for our theme song for the Monster Madness tournament.
Very kind.
Very kind. And then I also want to say hello. I had a stroke.
to
Cryptid Crate.
Ah, okay.
And go order a Cryptid Crate and use the promo code SECRETPOD and you'll get 20% off your first order.
Cool.
Yep. It's a monthly subscription box full of cryptozoology goodies. Good stuff. I always mean to do unboxings and I forget. And this last month, I literally got the other one, so I had two, and Chris and I were streaming a game the other day, and I unboxed both of them during that stream.
Nice, nice.
So, yes, go check out Cryptid Crate. Go to CryptidCrate.com. Again, use Secret Pod to get the 20% off. Yeah, good stuff.
There you go.
All right, so, guys, are y'all ready to see who's fighting who?
Yes. Let's get this show on the road.
All right, we have the randomizer.
Beep boop bop boop.
Here it is. Beep 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 beep.
No whammies, no whammies.
Succubus is the first one.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Oh, Succubus.
All right.
So whoever this next one picks, the Succubus is fighting.
Right.
And then the remaining two are fighting.
Correct.
Are you ready to see? Okay, I forgot to also say, these four are our champions.
Uh-huh.
Rudy his champion is the succubus.
That's right.
So let's see who you're going up against.
I'm hoping it's Goat Man.
It picked succubus again. let me take succubus out of the equation.
Yeah, because we can't be doing a double headliner.
So let's try again. Succubus versus beep beep beep. The death worm.
Oh. She's weak against the worms.
Oh. So. She just can't get enough of the worm.
No, she can't. Oh, this is bad news.
So.
This is bad news, Bernstein Bears, baby. Bernstein, sorry.
So that means the King Otter versus the Goat Man.
Oh.
Which they
bring it.
They both have unfair advantages, which. The Mongolian Death Worm is Kristen's champion, even though she doesn't want to claim ownership.
Who?
She's still a little bit bitter that the Furfish didn't make it. And
I'm
then,
just kidding, I'll claim it.
Addison has the King Otter. And I've got
win.
The goat that is the Goat Man. The greatest of all time, man. Goat Man.
King Otter's gonna crush your Goat Man.
Mine's the greatest of all time, man.
Mine's a fucking king.
I don't know why we're doing this again. Okay, so now.
Mine's a succubus, so screw all of you.
Oh. Yeah, but it's powerless against that worm.
Mine literally has death in its name.
Okay, so now we're going to choose the environment because this will affect the stats of our contestants.
Now, is this environment for all the fights?
We're going to do environment for succubus and death worm right now.
Okay,
so we're gonna hit the randomizer. We have five different planes that our cryptids can fight on.
Right.
The woods, the water, an open plain, desert, and the mountains.
Correct.
Okay. Are y'all nervous?
Not me.
Yeah.
My death worm ain't up yet.
Yeah, well, this is deciding where the environment is. You might get
I'm brushing my shoulder off on y'all too.
Okay. All right. So
shit, I'm only worried about that succubus.
we're gonna write.
Evil bitch.
We're gonna go ahead and hit the randomizer. Boop. Open plane. Let me look.
I don't even know if an otter can even.
Okay, y'all are both gonna play with the stats you have because Mongolian death worm. It's a stat. Well, it's land.
Who's going right now? Mongolian death worm is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
all. I thought y'all were going first.
No, it's you and me, baby.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. I am terrified. It's a fucking succubus. Isn't it a succubus? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the
death worm, I swear to God.
See, this is what she gets for playing on her phone. She doesn't pay attention.
I wasn't even on my phone when he was saying that. No, I wasn't. I literally already had my phone down, and he was already going on about it, but I didn't hear that part.
Okay, so the Mongolian death worm, it's a land that it would have had a boost in stats would have been the desert.
Right.
Succubus was mountainous.
So an open plain.
And both had weak advantages to water. So that's why we're keeping this a fair fight. So Mongolian death worm has a stat of speed 20, attack 50, strength 20, intelligence 10.
Uh-huh.
The succubus has a speed stat of 25, attack 35, strength 25, and intelligence 15.
Say mine again because I feel like I'm missing some points somewhere.
No, I've got it added up. It equals 100 points.
What were mine again?
Mongolian death worm, speed 20, attack 50, strength 20, and intelligence 10.
Okay, sounds better. For some reason, I heard 15 before, and I was like, what the fuck did I put 15 on? Who in this right mind allowed that?
Okay, so now we're going to pick for the King Otter and the Goat
Man.
Hit the randomizer. We're going to see which plane
we're
going to fight on.
Better
hope you
ain't got no water, Goat Man. Fucking hooving it.
All right.
Doggy paddling, or goat paddling.
So hitting the randomizer.
Oh, wait, is it the goat head?
I've got to hit the
body?
Hey, I got to hit the randomizer, ma'am. Beep, 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 beep. Water. Fuck.
Pussy and
asshole. Oh, yes.
No.
Dang.
King Otter.
No. Called it.
No.
Told you.
King Otter has, has the advantage.
Oh, my God.
Told you.
Oh, Toby. This is
a tragedy. He's a king.
And mine's weakness is water.
Suck it.
It's what you get for gloating earlier.
I mean, is that,
my God.
Is that like it? I mean, should we even through it?
I put a lot of thought into this.
And my fight, the Groot Slang actually had an advantage over the succubus, and she whipped his ass.
Yeah,
okay. But that's because it's a succubus.
Oh man! But see, we also
I would.
We also I don't think it had a disadvantage too. Going into it, like
no, he had the advantage. Yeah, she had a disadvantage.
Oh, did she? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Man, I'm real worried about this.
Yeah, because it was a water environment. The Groot Slang was plus water, and she was negative water.
Ooh, so we'll see.
I don't recall.
We'll see how this works out. So the King Otter has a stat of, it's got a positive, so it's going to get a stat boost because of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Goatman is going to get a negative.
A hit?
A negative
stats
stat.
Stats are hit?
Oh, man. So King Otter has currently, before we add stats to it, the 10% stats, the King Otter has a speed of 40. Attack of 35, strength 15, intelligence 10. While the Goatman has a speed of 10, attack of 35, a strength of 40, and intelligence of 15.
Oh, you're toast, son.
Ooh, I think that speed's what's going to kill me.
I think it is, too.
Oh, man.
I was really hoping the King Otter was slower than that, but I have a feeling it's going to be you and me.
It's lightning fast.
Oh, yeah. Do you hear that?
The fuck?
You just made it extra personal.
You know, yeah. Next, if there is a next year, because I may be quitting this podcast tonight. I am never going to sit there and lightly take in one of your suggestions again, ever.
You just wait till next
year. You gave me the Mongolian death worm, and you're like, yeah.
And you
March Madness 2020.
Idea.
I'm going to go back and listen to that episode.
Not March Madness.
Pretty forceful.
Monster Madness in March.
And then
whatever.
Now you're going to turn on me and not even try to get me to the end.
No.
Bullshit.
Now,
because the internet's turned on you doesn't mean
the internet only turned on me on the furfish.
No, they turned on you.
Oh no, on the death worm, Mongolian death worm. Everybody liked the furfish. Well, good luck there, guys. It's dead. Because we're just moving on.
Well, I'd like to remind everyone that last year the underdog of the whole tournament, the last minute entry, we had to replace one of our cryptids last year,
right,
with the Dover Demon,
and he won.
He went all the way, and no one had any faith in him. And we'll see if we have an upset this year.
I think Satan had something to do with that. I think he tainted the game last year.
What are you talking about?
Dover Demon? Come on.
Satan.
It's French.
Bring on the Mongolian Death Worm all the way to the end. I will like you for one. Maybe two episodes if you take my Mongolian Death Worm to the end.
Will you give me a hug?
What kind of hug? Because I already know you're underlying. Yeah, sure, you get a hug.
Mouth hug.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well, then why'd you make the deal if you knew it, dummy?
Idiot.
That's what you get for making deals with the devil.
Well, my Mongolian Death Worm better win.
You think you would learn after me selling my soul to hell?
Otherwise, no deal, bitch, because... No mouth hug.
Get a mouth hug.
God dang.
Well, so what we're going to do, we're going to take a break and we're going to get the arena set up for the Mongolian Death Worm and the Succubus. And we're going to come back and do some battling.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. I'm so scared now. I really am. But we will be right back.
Was A Quiet Place inspired by Signs, It Comes at Night, and War for the Planet of the Apes? Was Ready Player One influenced by Avatar, Wreck-It Ralph, and The Last Starfighter? Is The Hurricane Heist more influenced by Sharknado or Geostorm? These are the kinds of questions my guest co-hosts and I discuss on my podcast, Piecing It Together. Every week, we look at a new movie and try to figure out what other movies inspired it, whether it's the story, the character development, tone, or even use of music. Every movie was influenced by something that came before, and we want to figure out what. Check out Piecing It Together on your favorite podcast app or check us out on piecingpod.com. You can also follow us on social media at @piecingpod. Piecing It Together is a part of the All Points West Podcast Network.
Do you like watching porn?
But do you only watch it for certain scenes?
Do you ever wonder what happens in between those scenes?
That's where we come in.
Hello, I am Jack Fiveacres. I am the host of Porno Plots with my lovely friends. We are a monthly podcast recorded in my mum's basement in Salt Lake City, Utah, where we do just that. We watch the plots of porn so you don't have to. Each episode, we will break down the plot, tell you everything that happens, and give you our opinions on the plot. So join me and my lovely friends,
Patches Brandt,
Snickers Onita,
Ginger Clover Meadow,
as we recap the plots of these movies. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify, and we are part of the NSFW Podcast Network. You can reach us on Twitter at RealPornoPlots and also email us at pornoplots@gmail.com. See you in the basement.
Hey guys, my name is Tara.
And my name is Jessica, and together we co-host the podcast, Three Spooked Girls.
If you love the paranormal,
or murder,
join us every Monday as we tell our listeners about a new spooky tale or true crime case.
We'll have a special drink recipe each episode picked out by me for you to enjoy while we scare the hell out of you.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever the hell else you listen to podcasts.
Come hang out with us and get your spooky on.
We are back, and we are about to get this fight going. And the first two that are fighting are going to be the Mongolian Deathworm, Kristen's Mongolian Deathworm versus Rudy's Succubus.
That's right.
Addison, the Succubus.
That's right. A-D-Y-S-O-N.
I'm really so glad that you chose to name her that. It makes my heart so happy. I love it.
Now, we are watching live via satellite. Mm-hmm. Two cryptids in an open plain, Mongolian Deathworm versus the Succubus. They're pretty grotesque looking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A giant intestine worm and just
the haggly version of the Succubus.
Yes.
Not the seductive types that Hollywood's producing these days.
Right. Ugh,
so hideous, those creatures.
So, are you guys ready for this? This match to begin?
Yes.
Kristen?
No, but yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, there's technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Good.
Here we go.
All right. You ready for this, fellas? All right. So, okay. We're, it's an open field, right?
Open plane.
All right. So, Succubus is having a leisurely walk. She's headed to the village.
Oh, no.
Coming up and,
looking for a man.
She's going to do a little something in the middle of the night, you know, in the some guy's dream.
Kind of a booty call.
Worm.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's traveling along and all of a sudden this little worm just pops out of the ground. She's like, what are you doing, little fella? She just backhands him out of the way.
Oh, no.
Yep. 16 points of damage. There, he, you know. And she's kind of meandering.
You already know
on
who
by.
Wins.
Huh?
No, we're watching this live, yeah, Kristen, on satellite.
Hold on. Yeah. So the Mongolian Deathworm doesn't really take the hint. The Succubus looks back at it and is like, man, you need to get the hell out of here. What are you doing? You're a little too small for my taste, buddy. So she...
So Addison's saying that the worm is the giant intestine worm is too small.
So she gives him a punch, does another 16 points of damage.
Oh, no.
But now the Mongolian Deathworm's like, okay, all right. It's like, I get what you are now. So, it's like, you ain't the Succubus from my anime, so squirts a little acid at her and
oh, no.
Pops her in the face for 21 points of damage.
Not the first time for Addison to...
Right. Take a little shot to the face.
Oh, my God.
This is Addison with a Y. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Chill out.
So, you know... So the Succubus is caught off guard a little bit, so the Mongolian Deathworm decides to... rush on up to her.
Oh, no.
Gives her a little jolt in the old bits and does another 28 points of damage.
Oh, man. Well, electrocutes?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I forgot that the Mongolian Deathworm had a...
Yeah, it has shocking abilities.
Shocking.
All it has to do is touch you and gives you a little jolt.
Yeah.
Know? Well, this shocks the Succubus and in her flailing around because of electricity, she accidentally kicks the Mongolian Deathworm in the face
Oh.
for 20 points of damage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That Mongolian Deathworm didn't think that one through.
No, no. So Mongolian Deathworm regroups, slithers on up to her again, gives her a good old chomp in the bicep.
Oh,
does geez. Does 19 points of damage there. So this so the succubus is like, psh, I've been bitten by a bigger, you little worm boy. Judo chops it right in the head. It's for another, let's see, 19 points of damage there.
Oh, we'll man.
That's right. So after the judo chop, the Mongolian death worm is like, I didn't know you knew judo. So he decides to go into a kung fu stance.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Every battle I've been
that's right.
really surprised when they know karate or some kind of...
Well, the kung fu stance is a feint, and he spits more acid at the succubus for 23 points of damage.
Nice.
Yeah. So, of course, the succubus is really confused, and it's like, I've never had a worm cause this much trouble before. And she's like, trust me, I've had plenty. So she runs up and kicks the death worm again, right in the face for 21 points of damage.
Oh, man.
So the Mongolian death worm tries, you know, again, to do all the old shock ability. But she sees it coming. She dodges.
Oh, no.
And she kicks the Mongolian death worm straight in the groin for 19 points of damage. And the succubus has beaten the Mongolian death
worm. Wow. I didn't even know.
I quit this podcast. Both my people have died already. I don't even have to do this.
Hey, this is just how it works. Not everyone can be the winner.
Yeah. Says the people who still have, like, multiple people standing.
So
here's the succubus standing, well, kind of victorious.
Yeah, I didn't
covered
know.
In goop.
I didn't
feeling electrical burns.
I didn't know that the Mongolian deathworm had a groin, but you know, I guess we got a winner.
Well,
though.
You know.
Okay, on with the next. Yeah. We're done.
That was the end of round, whatever round that is. I've lost count.
The semifinals.
The semifinal. There yeah. we go. The semifinals. And so the succubus is moving on. Rudy, congratulations. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I have a bad feeling about this next matchup. I think I'm going to be joining you in the loser circle. So
had it been with whatever other podcast that did it with us, I would have fucking won. I think it's your bunk ass freaking system.
No, I mean, we're watching it live on satellite. Do you not remember watching this whole battle take place? This is a real battle. We're not simulating anything.
I'd rather watch bum fights.
Rudy.
I mean.
Rudy is just.
I'm fucking mad right now. I am so infuriated. I could punch something.
I have all the volumes of bum fights.
Yeah, well, I hope you're not looking for no fucking mouth hug later, you asshole. Because you're definitely not getting one.
I thought you wished for bum fights. Is that not?
I just said I'd rather be. Oh. I didn't say I wish there, genie.
I'm not a genie.
Well, I would have thought you would have. You come calling like that. Oh, did you wish something? Here I am.
Well, I thought I was getting a soul and a mouth hug.
Well, you ain't now, because every one of my people are dead.
I'm sorry. Maybe next year.
Next year, I'm not going to be here. So you can tell your producer I'm out. I'm done.
He was the producer.
That's what I'm saying. Not... Go ahead and tell him I'm done.
Okay, so...
Shit fucking podcast. Makes me so mad.
Okay, I forgot what I was about to say a second ago.
I don't even remember.
How about we go on to the next matchup, which is the King Otter versus the Goat Man. It's basically Addison's King Otter versus my Goat Man. And I've got weakness to the water that they're fighting in, and the King Otter has an advantage in the water.
Because he's a king.
So, again, they're fighting in the water. I'm not real happy about this one, guys. I'm not going to lie.
I'm real excited.
So, again, via satellite, we are tuning in to somewhere on the water, on an undisclosed location, to watch these two cryptids fight to the death. Now, I want you to realize that my goat man still has his axe.
Right.
Even though you have two king otters.
And they're kings for a fucking reason.
All right. Yeah.
You're going to be crowned king at the end of all this.
Are you ready to be the announcer again, Rudy?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I'm ready here.
All right. Let's have the referee signal for the official bell.
How could he not be?
Bell.
He's all chummed about his shit winning over there.
Hey, it's about to happen. Go ahead, ref.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have the King Otter versus the Goat Man. So, enter the arena. It's all covered in water and whatnot. King Otter's like splishing around, having a good time. Here comes the Goat Man with his crappy little axe.
Hey.
So the King Otter looks at the Goat Man. It's like, oh, look, this guy has a crappy little axe. Kicks the Goat Man for 11 points.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Jesus.
So the Goat Man's like, oh, takes a swing at him, misses. King Otter punches and then backhands repeatedly.
Oh, my God.
The Goat Man does 11 points, 11 points, and 12 points of damage. Just backhand after backhand after backhand.
But I think he's doing a pretty good job of swimming and trying to swing. So.
Oh, no.
No, he's like doggy pedaling. He's drowning real fast.
Goaty pedaling.
Well, the Goat Man dropped his axe in that barrage of backhands.
No, he's unarmed.
He's sitting there looking for it in the water. King Otter just walks up and punches him square in his jaw.
Jesus.
Does another 14 points of damage to the old Goat Man. So, other King Otter notices that his mate's having a little kerfuffle up in the, you know.
Oh, no.
So he comes swimming on up, sees what's going on, realizes that the Goat Man's just getting his ass kicked. So he decides to sit back and just watch his mate do his business.
Oh, no.
That's right. So while the Goat Man finally picks up his axe, reaches in the water, goes to hit the King Otter with it. King Otter's like, nope, kicks the Goat Man square in the groin for another 10 points of damage.
So all these groin kicks.
Yeah, so the Goat
Man. There's a bunch of cheaters in the cryptid world.
Hey.
Told you.
There's no rules in a good old street
fight. Fair fight.
That's right.
Next year we're making a no low blow rule.
So Goat Man staggers back, and in his momentary lapse of judgment, King Otter punches him again. Another 9 points of damage.
I'm just glad it wasn't in the goat balls again.
That's right. So Goat Man gets angry, swings his axe, completely misses. King Otter laughs his ass off, just backhands him.
Oh my gosh, yep. This is a disgrace.
That's right. So Goat Man just kind of stands there. He realizes he's done. He's out. He just kind of stands there, drops his axe. He's like, and just opens himself up. King Otter just looks at him, kind of nods, punches him square in the face. Takes out the Goat Man. 9 points of damage. King Otter is the victor.
Oh my god.
Not even a chance. Jesus. There was no winning this one.
You happy now, Toby?
No, I'm not happy now. King Otter.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. It's Addison versus Addison. Come on. Who isn't going to love that fight?
The King Otter. Addison's King buddy. Otter is moving on.
That's
to
right.
The next round. That is the end of this fight.
If the succubus wins, Satan has rigged this fight completely.
Yeah.
It'll be another demon.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in shock. I'm out. Right. I thought the goat was going to be
the goat. Dude. Did you not?
The otter is going to be the king.
Did you not? No.
No. I didn't look at anything.
When you take a chance, take a look at it.
I will.
Afterwards.
Okay, well, this has been really depressing for Kristen and I. We're sitting on the outside and watching the two jerkasses continue. They're high-fiving each other.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Kristen, will you give me a low five just in spite? Come on. Reach over.
Only if you get the... What is the podcast? My thing can be your thing. If you can get them on next year, then I'll give you a high five, low five, whatever the fuck you want.
I do
want to... If they can come out of retirement long enough to give me a fair fucking shot, I will be happy.
I do got to give... before we take a break and move on to the finals and everything, I think this would be a good opportunity to shout them out because they were on last year. And kind of gave us the idea for... Actually, we stole their idea. We stole their concept of their show. Wow. So,
We asked.
Yeah, we asked. And they were kind enough to allow us to do it. We've used a different system this year, but it's very similar. So, they had a great show. They don't do it anymore. One of them got married.
Which one?
I don't know.
Oh.
One of, it was either Phil or it was Nick. It was one of them. But anyways, congratulations to whichever
Phil
one
or
of
them. Nick.
Congrats.
Phil or Nick.
Unless they both got married to each other.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
It's a nice little spin.
That's and now they're on. Now they're really battling their things against each other.
That's right.
Oh. No.
I love those guys. I'm making a bad joke. Oh, anyways.
If you've cut that out, golly. You're a big old pussy.
I'm not going to cut it out.
You big poon.
Because no, that was too good.
I love those guys.
California joke in there. You can leave that one in there.
Their show was great.
Suck that through a straw. Oh, wait, you can't, California, because they're illegal.
Oh, California. Oh, we secretly love you.
I also.
Yeah, Peninsula. No, we don't. Three sides of water. No, thanks.
I also wanted to give a shout out to the Blurry Photos podcast because I've kind of ripped off Miss Cryptid from this. So I think. David Flora,
that's right.
So anyways, he was on last year and helped us in round one to kick off this entire thing, so
maybe he was my lucky charm.
Yeah, maybe.
I think there were a lot of things last year that just
we did things
out.
Different last year, so
but yeah. This year's good.
Yeah. We did things my thing can be your thing way, so.
Yes, that's true. But how about we go ahead and take the break. We will come back for the finals. We're going to be crowning the 2019 Monster Madness champion.
That's right.
The King Otter.
Ooh. Those are fighting words. Yeah. King Otter versus the Succubus. That's Rudy right. versus Addison.
I mean,
Addison versus Addison.
King Otter. He already has a crown. So.
Well, the Succubus is going to strip it right off of him.
Can the
I bet she'd like to strip it right off of
hey,
him.
Hey, do you think the succubus could seduce both of the otters?
No.
If one of them's female, then no.
Maybe they're both female.
That's a good point. Holy shit. I could be in trouble.
Yeah, you could
be. We'll see. So we will take a break. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess, hold on. Before we take a break, we need to figure out where they're going to be fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so.
God, I hope it's not.
I'm not involved. So
there's five different plains. The woods, the water, the open plain, the desert, the mountains.
I hope it's the mountains.
Water.
Yeah. Oh, open plain.
Mountains.
Are water. You... Root for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No one rooted for me.
All right.
I did.
Are you ready for the randomizer?
Sure.
Water. I hope it's water. I do hope it's water, because if that succubus doesn't die, I'm going to be
so
fucking
mad. She didn't die in the last water pit she was trapped in. So.
Yeah, but she wasn't up against the king.
Yeah, but she's used to pits and water, so what's up, bro?
Oh.
Okay, here we go. I'm hitting the randomizer to see where this battle will take place. Beep, 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 beep,
your randomizer beep, reminds beep, me of dial up.
It's like torture.
Open plain.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Open plain. So, what does that mean for?
Maybe I should call
that. Mine should be okay.
Man, so neither of you have any advantage or disadvantage in this battle. It is a straight up stats battle.
A stats fight.
Oh,
good luck.
100%. This is a fair fight in the open plain. So let's take a break and we'll let the tamers get them into the open plain arena.
I gotta fix some bandages, get some acid spit. she's not used to it.
Mine doesn't need to recover. It's ready.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because you got two of them and
put a little alcohol in the
other levels. Just sat there and watched.
I know.
Just Vaseline it up. Like a boxer.
Yeah.
It's okay, Rocky, you got this.
So, we will be right back for the finals. We'll be right back. For real.
It's happening.
I really gotta pee.
Oh, it's happening.
Bring it.
Need to satisfy a hungry mind? Every week, Your Brain on Facts brings you science. Why does mint feel cold? History. King Charles II of Spain was so inbred, his family didn't bother educating him. Music. Many hit songs and even entire albums were written for revenge. technology. The first video game was made on an oscilloscope in 1958, and every other topic under the sun. Look for Your Brain on Facts on your favorite podcast app or at yourbrainonfacts.com.
On the count of three, name your favorite podcast. One, two, three.
Justin versus Justin.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Best friends named Justin with the same name?
Oh my god, but spelled differently?
No way!
All right, you want to go do impressions out in the garage?
Yes.
Awesome, let's do it.
Wow, this is so amazing.
Justin versus Justin podcast, now available on iTunes and YouTube.
Greetings, heathens and harlots. I'll get you back to your regular podcast in just a few seconds. I'm Crumb, host of Casual Sex with me, Crumb. It's a show about sex positivity, kink, adult and sex work news, interviews, and opinions. No judgment, no shame, a little bit of butt stuff. I'm here to educate and watch porn. If that sounds like the kind of oral stimulation you're looking for, I'd be delighted to slide between your ears each and every week. Find me wherever you found this amazing show you're listening to right now, and check out www.casualsexwithcrumb.com. Remember, be safe, be consensual, and goddammit, be good at it.
So, we are back, and we are about to decide the 2019 Monster Madness champion. We have the Succubus.
Oh, you ruined it.
Team Succubus. Shit.
Team Succubus.
That's right.
Versus
Team Otter.
Team King Otter. Now, we're not saying their real names because... King Otter is like Dobar Chu.
And I think calling mine Addison would be a very odd fight.
Look here.
There might be confusion.
Yeah.
I mean, then either way, Addison would win.
Well,
either way, Addison's going to win.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I am. You're right. My King Otter's going to kick your ass.
Okay, so we decided on break that it wasn't fair if Rudy did this battle, and the announcing of this battle.
Yeah.
He's too invested.
He's got too much riding in this one.
That, and I didn't want to convey disappointment or excitement while reading it, so.
You mean watching it live?
I didn't want him to
cheat.
Oh, yeah,
while watching it live. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
On this, we've got the... So the trainers have signaled that they have released the two cryptids. They are in
the open plains.
They're in the open plain. Yep. It's time for the referee to ring the bell, and we can get this going. Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Oh yeah, 2019. She's feeling good about this one. She's feeling good. As you can tell, all the dogs, all the hellhounds are behind.
All the hellhounds.
Yep.
Are this
they're
is...
coming out for this fight?
Yeah. See, baby, I gotta my. My pitch has got a following.
Succubus. Succubus.
See?
Whatever. It's the King Otter's cousins.
Oh, yeah, because they are dog-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it together, sir.
Oh.
Kristen's trying to settle down with the hellhounds.
The hellhounds are...
Ooh.
They're excited. Listen to this.
Man. Okay. Okay, so we're going to ring this bell, ref. Go ahead. Hit the bell. They're in this open plain. The King Otter notices that the Succubus is trying to be real seductive. Mm-hmm. Succubus is trying to get all sexy and...
she's hideous, though. What's she
She's
thinking?
Trying. It's not a very pleasant sight. Oh. The King Otter just looks at the Succubus and is like, bitch, I have a mate, and slaps the piss out of the Succubus for 14 damage.
Oh, no.
The Succubus... just kind of wipes the blood away from her mouth, and
it's my girl.
She looks at the Succubus, or she looks at the King Otter, and she starts gyrating again, trying to be all sexy. The King Otter says, "Look, I already told you once, I got a mate," and punches.
Oh no!
Right in the groin.
Oh
yeah,
one of those. I ain't into that.
Groin bits. They're dry.
Yeah,
I'm into the same kind, baby.
So. That did 15 damage.
Oh, come on, Succubus. What are you doing?
Well, Succubus isn't giving up. Now she's doing the splits. She's really trying to show off, like, you know, she's flexible.
Cowboy cheerleader shit. Right.
King Otter. King Otter says, look. She's in the splits position, and he goes, look, I ain't having none. And Mule kicks her in the head.
What about, I don't go that way. Do you not understand?
For 14 damage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Succubus, again, stands up, cracks her neck. I think this is about to get serious. But the King Otter just goes ahead and punches her right in the face again.
Oh, I know where this is going.
She didn't have a chance. That was 12 damage.
Oh.
The Succubus has had enough. Okay. She's pissed now. She's tried all her A moves.
It's about time.
So now it's just the force. she's going to go for it.
Sheer willpower, huh?
Yeah, so she tries, and she jumps on the King Otter. And while trying to wrestle the King Otter's pants off that he happens to be wearing, she does 24 damage.
Awesome. Hell
to
yeah.
To the King Otter.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, he is the king. He has to be fancy.
She's got those claws and she got those talons.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So King Otter just backhands this bitch right off of him for 15 damage. He's like, my wife is just right around the corner.
Huh? Doesn't she know somebody wants her? She needs to like clean herself up a little, like talons and shit.
Oh,
like,
come on.
Well, the Succubus is like, listen, I know you got a wife, but what she don't know, don't hurt her.
But this, she's like 5 feet under the water.
This makes the King Otter screech, which alerts his mate.
Oh no, it's too far.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you
the
to be
mate.
Careful.
His wife comes. Bites the shit out of the Succubus and does 13 damage.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby. What are you
well,
doing?
Well, now the Succubus sees the wife and says, nah, bitch, hold my earrings. Hold my earrings.
He's got to get out real quick.
She tries to backhand the wife. Misses, but hits the husband for 21 damage.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm going to call her Queen Otter because she's the queen. To his king, says, nah, bitch, you don't put a hand on my man, and chomps down one last time, breaking the Succubus's neck for 14 damage. The King Otter has won.
Yes!
All rigged! It's rigged!
It's not rigged!
It's some bullshit!
They were royalty, and now they're gonna be crowned.
Some bullshit.
I can't believe how like sexually charged that match was.
I know. She was aggressive.
she was.
All the wrong way.
Hey, I have a lot of respect for King Otter for, you know, not giving
you
in.
You know what? Do you know who also is a fan of otters?
Who? Toby?
I love otters.
Oh, wait a minute.
Guess who's best buds with the producer?
Wait a minute.
Oh, hey, I don't want to.
Hey, this was a clean fight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I want to see the records. Yeah. Man. I want to see the tapes. I want the King Otter's drug testing.
I
want the King Otter's. I want to test it.
He's clean.
Yeah.
I thought there were no rules.
Yeah. Steroids, everything.
You know what? Next year we're having tests for steroids.
Yep. You can't be juicing.
What is it? Cryptoids. They got the cryptoids going. Fuckers.
Oh, man.
Serious cryptoids, baby.
Me and mine were just trying to be all clean over here. We should have fucking played dirty for sure.
Should have gotten on my team.
Can you believe this matchup?
Yeah,
I can.
I can too after I realize who's a fan of otters.
Okay.
I do love otters.
It was fair and square. Mine was a beast.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I think it helped that there was two of them. I mean, the stats alone, we're not talking about the stats, just that there was backup there waiting to help the King Otter.
You have to have your friends, and, you know.
It was his wife, the queen.
Yeah, damn, they were best friends before they got married.
Shit, had she known that he called her friend, I mean, she probably would not have helped his ass.
King Otter got lucky then. That doesn't happen very often.
Fuck you.
It's like out of hibernation kind of thing.
He is a king if he got out of the friend zone. That's right. Give him
it happens.
You deserve the crown.
So
yeah, he does.
Guys, that is the 2019 Monster Madness champion, the Dobhar Chu. AKA the King and Queen Otter. We're dubbing Queen, even though that's not in any of the lore.
Right.
But the King Otter. So
there we go. Yay. Hooray.
Where was that high five from earlier?
Oh, here. I'll give you another one because I'm, you know.
Well, congratulations, Addison.
Thank you.
And more, because you didn't do any of the work except just hire. You just hired the King Otter to be like, hey, will you be my.
Put you on blast.
You just said, hey.
I extensively looked into options and I came up to him and was like, hey, I really think that you're best suited for this. I think that you can win and really earn that king title and be a beast. And he was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Can my wife
wow.
come?
Get my wife come.
And it just worked out.
Well, I'm glad you had to pay the tickets for the air flight for both of them. And
but you know, it was worth it.
Yeah. There was no prize money in this. No.
I know, but I got to meet two badass people. Otters.
Two badass king otters.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess.
Otters are people too.
I got to hang out with the succubus for a while.
Yeah.
How bad as you think.
Yeah.
See, it's a win-win.
Kind of stuff.
Well, is there anything else we need to add to our 2019?
No, it's gonna
yeah, an investigation.
If anyone wants to further investigate, please let us know what you find on Twitter and Instagram.
www.satan.com.
On Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. Or let us know on our Facebook page.
Let Kristen know.
Yeah, let Kristen know. You can let her know in the Secret Transmissions secret group on Facebook.
That's right.
And let her know who you think the real winner is.
You may not get a response for a year, but...
Or, you know, just let her know that it was a clean fight and the King Otter deserved to win.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to win my heart over to say, I know it was rigged and the Mongolia death worm... Actually, you know, fuck the Mongolia. The
furfish should have made it in. I knew
that. The furfish should have won.
You
all
know,
from the get-go.
It would have been a real good fight had your furfish made it through and fought my King Otter.
Yeah, because I don't know how
God,
think of no offense, I love your death,
been.
But how did yours make it through? Because yours was a slick-haired water thing, too, and mine didn't make it through.
Mine can do land, too, though. And it's super fast and vicious.
Well,
remember she was like,
yeah.
It's fast.
It's fast.
Look how
it's
fast
incredibly
it is.
Fast. Fast. I'm just saying. Lightning speed.
Well, that speed paid off.
It sure did.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Toodles.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this year's Monster Madness Tournament. Bye-bye.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.